SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. It's Scott Jackson and Mike Prada. Mike Prada from SB Nation DC, the editor. And if you aren't following us on Twitter, you can do so at SB Nation Radio and find us on Facebook. Like us, please. That's always good. Hey, coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk to Rick Mace, Washington Post, talk some Senior Bowl. But right now, we're going to talk some Super Bowl. Dan Schifferaw is with us, the weekend editor at SB Nation DC, and has a very interesting piece this week about, can the Redskins run a 3-4 defense like the Packers? Don't we all dream big, Dan? We would love to see that. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I think we all would love to have a championship-caliber defense for the Redskins, for sure. Well,
that's a great defense. I mean, and Dom Capers, of course, comes in there, a guy who cut his teeth in Pittsburgh under Dick LeBeau, and now is going to face the Steelers, which is a pretty cool story. But this defense, I mean, to go to the 3-4, to play at the level they're playing at so quickly, not only a credit to Capers, but also, I mean, Ted Thompson, that personnel department, think about all the injuries. They had five guys, I think, play the right outside linebacker this year already. And here they are, second in the league as far as points allowed are concerned. And, you know, right there atop the league, or second in the league in sacks, too. I mean, all they do is make plays. And who do you give more credit to, the personnel or the coordinator?
Probably both. I mean, the first thing is that they have, like you mentioned, a stable organization and have been for a number of years. You know, Ted Thompson should really get credit for probably being executive of the year this year, because what he's done is really amazing, like you just said, of all the injuries and everything. But even before that, just building depth on the roster, you know, just in case this happened where guys go down and, you know, next man up. We always hear that phrase in the NFL, next man up. But it really is like that when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, especially this year. And when it comes to Dom Capers, you know, when they made the switch, it just made it that much easier for him, because they already had a good talent base in Green Bay. And then they go ahead and draft, you know, B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews in the first round of the 2009 draft. You had those two guys who are already a talented bunch, and that's what you get. You get top 10, top 5 defenses 2 years in a row.
It's an interesting question, because a lot of people said that this year the Redskins switched too quickly to the 3-4, where they forced it when they didn't have the personnel. The way you're talking and the way you wrote, it sounded like the Packers had the personnel and made the switch easier. And so that obviously begs the question, is it worth switching your defense if you don't have the personnel like the Redskins did?
Well, it depends on what type of commitment you're willing to make to the 3-4. I mean, the Redskins are an organization, at least historically, under Dan Snyder, that haven't really made a commitment to anything in terms of, you know, just saying, we're going to do this and we're going to stick with it for, you know, 4 or 5 years. So in that case, you know, maybe they shouldn't have. But if you're going to stick with it, that's fine. And just like if you're just like the Packers, you know, where they made the switch and knew that there was going to be a couple guys. In their case, it was Aaron Kampman, the defensive end, who had to make the switch to linebacker. He didn't feel comfortable. Whereas I felt like there was probably about 3 or 4, maybe even 5 guys who were kind of like the Aaron Kampmans when the Redskins made the switch, you know, including Andre Carter and, of course, famously, you know, Albert Hainsworth, but that was his own doing. So really it's a mix of, are you going to make the commitment over the next few years to draft players, to bring guys in who fit the system for sure, or are you just doing it just for the sake of doing it because you think that it's going to work immediately? So, I mean, time will tell. Time will tell.
Dan Schifferaw is with us from SB Nation DC. He's the weekend editor as well as a contributor. You see his column this week talking about the Redskins. Maybe someday can they run a 3-4 defense like the Green Bay Packers? Here with us on SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson, Mike Prado on 106.7 The Fan. Well, one of the certainly the big areas, we've talked about it a ton, is the nose position. B.J. Raji out of Boston College has been great for the Packers. Heck, he's done the refrigerator Perry thing as well. Saw him drop back in coverage last week, pick off a pass, you know, basically win the championship game for him there.
And Dan had a really awesome dance when it was
on. Yeah, I was just about to say the dance was pretty cool, too.
And the dance was really cool, too. The Redskins, though, right now, here's the problem, Dan. They don't have anybody like that, I don't believe, on their roster. I mean, you know, Anthony Bryant played nice at times, but I mean, that's really the thing, isn't it? I mean, we talk about the draft, we talk about, you know, quarterbacks so much, but until they get that guy in the nose, I mean, is this defense going to really be able to function the way everybody wants it to?
Probably not. I mean, just look at the Packers. Like I said, the first thing they did as soon as they switched to the 3-4 was draft a nose tackle. That was the very first thing they did in that offseason, I mean, in terms of actually trying to invest long-term into that position. So I know the Redskins, you know, I went through it in the piece that when they were trying to figure out who their nose tackle was going to be, they were basically trying to convince their $100 million man to just come to the facility and just buy in. And that never, ever happened. And really, I think that hurt them because, you know, had they known that he was just going to absolutely refuse in the early stages, perhaps, you know, obviously hindsight's 20/20, perhaps they would have went about the nose tackle position a little bit differently. Instead, they had to go after guys like Kimo Atu, who was coming off a Achilles injury. They had to get Anthony Bryant, like you said, Howard Green, who ironically is the backup to B.J. Raji now in Green Bay. And, So, you know, they never really got that position figured out last offseason. But this offseason, it is an absolute must. I mean, they have to. Just like you said, the 3-4 will never work without a nose tackle. Because basically last season, we saw what happens when you run a 3-4 without a nose tackle for the Redskins, and that's being the 31st ranked defense in all of the NFL. So if it all starts up front, and if they don't get a nose tackle, you know, it's going to be tough to really progress in this scheme.
More fundamentally, not just the 3-4. I was looking at this week. Green Bay has used, I think, 57 picks over the last 6 years, and they've used like 24, 26 picks from rounds 3 to 5, and you talked about depth. The Redskins have used 9. At what point do the Redskins realize that you have to have these third to fifth round picks for depth purposes, and you have to kind of keep replenishing this kind of talent base? You know, when are they going to ever realize that?
I mean, hopefully they realize it now. I mean, I'd say that the one controversial trade they made was last year, of course, with the McNabb trade with the two middle round picks. But I mean, we'll see what they do going forward, because they really need to hold on to their draft picks. I mean, just like you said, I mean, they need to build a young core on this team instead of looking to free agency to try and build their core, because that has shown that it doesn't work. And like you said, it's those guys in the middle rounds. Even if you go back at Shanahan's track record, you know, Brandon Marshall, mid-round pick. Even like a Peyton Hillis was a late-round pick, you know. They had tons of guys in the middle rounds that can become starters for you, if not become solid role players. So they really got to hold on to their draft picks. And, you know, it remains to be seen. I'm very interested to see what happens this year. I mean, they have 7 picks so far. Of course, they don't have their third or fourth round pick this year.
Great start. All right. We're changing our ways.
Can't blame that on Vinny either.
Yeah, and that's all on Bruce and Mike. But we'll see. Depending on what happens with the CBA, if it gets resolved, we'll see what happens. If they try to make any trades, do they try to trade down to acquire more mid-round picks? I'm very interested to see. This is going to be a really key offseason for them.
Yeah, the other thing I'm kind of – in Green Bay and Pittsburgh, I think you can get away with, like – they've had such a pedigree of success that if they have one throwaway year where they're trying to developing – you know, right. Green Bay had the 6-10 year. I guess Pitt missed the playoffs last year. You can kind of throw away some picks and throw away a year and develop and kind of take a lot of picks. Can you do that in this city? And I think that's one of the big questions I have is, you know, when you have a lot of picks, you're going to have to kind of take your lumps for maybe a year. And Green Bay had the 1 year where between Favre and, you know, what they had where they just weren't that good. Can Washington do that? You know, can they have all these picks, you know, and take their lumps for a year? That's the big question I have.
Well, you'll have to ask the owner, because he's the guy who's pretty much always tried to say, you know, this is the year, this is the year, this is the year, and hopefully, you know, with the hiring of Shanahan and Bruce Allen, they kind of seem to, at least so far, they seem to say, you know, we want to win this year, but we're also looking to the future. And if they're really looking to the future, then like, it's just like you said, there's going to be some times where it's not going to look pretty. It's just not going to look pretty, but you've got to get, like, more Arakpos in town. You've got to get more Trent Williamses in town. You got to, until you can get, you know, more of those type of guys in town, or even the unheralded young guys like, you know, Brandon Banks or Anthony Armstrongs. If you can get guys like that, it may look ugly for a couple years, but once everything starts to gel, then you can actually resemble, you know, a legitimate NFL franchise. And it'll be interesting, because I can't say for sure that this front office wants to do that, but I would say that they're probably more conscious now of the future and, you know, trying to develop over the long haul versus what the prior regime is. So We'll see. I think once the CBA gets resolved, I think it'll be really interesting to see what approach they take, if they're going to just try to just go young all the way, or if they're just going to try and just kind of reload instead of rebuild.
Dan Schifferow is with us here, a weekend editor for SB Nation, here with us on SB Nation Radio 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater with you. All right, we all know these two Super Bowl teams are very good at running organizations, making draft picks, and that's why they're, well, playing in the Super Bowl. Dan, who do you like?
Wow. You know, I think I like the Steelers, and the reason why is because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is a really good quarterback. You know, people don't really give him as much credit as he deserves. Like, just for example, I knew that they were going to win the Jets game because even though the Jets had beaten, you know, the Patriots and the Colts in back-to-back weeks, they never played, you know, against a guy. Their team is not built to beat a team like, or beat a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger, who is just much more physically imposing. He's hard to bring down. And when the play isn't there, he makes stuff happen. He makes things happen with his feet, and it's just not—it's not a conventional type of defense you need to play against him. You need to get him to the ground because he is so difficult to bring down. And on the other side of the ball, their defense is just phenomenal. I mean, their defense is just great. And you know, I know Aaron Rodgers is playing really, really well right now, despite the second half of the Chicago game. But I mean, it's going to be really difficult. I mean, I know they played once a year ago, and it was a shootout. It's not going to be a shootout. It's not going to be a shootout this time. I really think it's going to be a defensive battle where Ben Roethlisberger makes a few plays and probably win in a really close game.
Yeah, I think Steeler fans would take that and run with it. Well, we'll hold off on our picks till next Friday because we have that time, but we want to get your thoughts on it. Well, Dan, appreciate it so much, and thanks. And, again, everybody check out Dan Schifferow's stuff on SB Nation DC, the weekend editor. Thanks for giving us some time on SB Nation Radio.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, Rick Mays, Washington Post, coming up next as we get into the Senior Bowl. It's SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan.